Welcome to the final piece of music that I can take to the desert island where I'm going to be cast away for goodness knows how long. And there won't be any source of music on the island other than what I take with me. There'll be no public libraries. And public libraries, where would I have been throughout my life if it wasn't for public libraries? This particular piece of music I found in a public library, borrowed it, brought it home, took it to my friend Nina Fishman, drooled over it. And, well, you'll hear what it's like. The point about this piece of music is that it's opera, and opera has meant so much to me during my life and continues to mean so much to me. So I definitely would have difficulty on a desert island if I didn't have any operatic music at all. It's also the first opera that I went to in London. It's the second opera I went to in my life, and it's a piece of impossible singing. I just couldn't believe a human being could sing like this. So much so that there's a woman, a famous woman, who's famous because she couldn't sing, called Florence Foster Jenkins, who once hired Carnegie Hall in New York. And for all her friends, she was horrendously rich. And she sang this aria, and it's still available. It's so ridiculously funny. So this is by Mozart. It's also a woman, and I want to finish with a woman. Women have meant so much to me in my life that I definitely want to finish with a woman. And it's the Queen of the Night aria from the Magic Flute, in German, Die Zauberflute. And when I have played this, when this piece of music is over, I'll have to make the really difficult decision about which of the 8 pieces of music is the one I'm going to take to the island if all the other 7, sink in the boat and I'm cast away on the shore with just one piece of music. What's it going to be? So with no more ado, I give you the extraordinary Edda Moser singing Queen of the Night. And it's been a real, real pleasure.
So
Wow. Every time I hear that music, the hairs stand up the back of my neck. So now, what am I going to take with me if I can only take one? Well, it's a very easy decision. Terribly easy. I'll take Wagner's Ring in its entirety, the whole Ring cycle. If you'll give me the whole lot from beginning to end. And then I'll probably want to stay on the desert island, even if a boat comes along to rescue me. And if I can't have the whole of Wagner's Ring, I'll have Marian Anderson singing softly "My Heart Awakes" from Samson and Delilah. A really important part of the BBC Radio 4's Desert Island Discs down the years has been the last two questions. And they are, what book will you take with you to the desert island? There are already two books on the desert island. One is the Bible and the other is complete works of Shakespeare. So what book are you going to take with you? My book is going to be the complete poetry of Walt Whitman, the 1892 edition, ideally the one that has my own notes in the margin. Walt Whitman, for me, the greatest of all the American poets, and my number one poet. And the luxury on the desert island is going to be a recording device, a top-class recording device with an endless amount of batteries, or it can be solar-powered, and an endless amount of storage. And I'll record a daily audio diary. I'll write several books in audio drafts, and above all, I'll record the entire works of Walt Whitman over and over again if need be. Thank you very much, Roy Pumley. Thank you very much, BBC Radio 4. And thank you especially, everyone who's listened during October. And roll on, October. Day 9, 10, 11, all the way to the end of October. And the next choices coming up are by a guy who's given us wonderful things to think about. Thank you, Simon.